good evening.
Good evening.
As always, I thank you for your welcome. It is always good to join with you, my dear friends.
And wonderful for us, of course, to have you with us.
I wonder how many of you have noted in recent times how much progress is being made within your medical world. I have told you that many medical discoveries would happen in this coming time.
Yes.
And already these things are taking place.
Yes. Yes, you are perfectly correct, Sir Levitt. I'm aware of the various applications of stem cells. And there are a number of improvements in delicate instruments that help to correct eyesight and hearing.
Yes. In all areas of health, there will be improvement. But within your medical profession, there will be a new knowledge amongst those who work closely with the peoples of this earth plane. They will now begin to understand that in treating people there is more than just the physical body. That realization will be slow to begin with, but it is gaining momentum amongst many of your professional people. It is an exciting time for those who wish to help others.
Yes.
There is much influence from our world in order for this to take place.
Wonderful. Yes, we're also aware of the work of spirit doctors, and one in particular, Ray Brown, has come to our notice. The one who works through Ray Brown seems to be doing wonderful work.
Yes, there are many in your world being used at this time with the same kind of work which he achieves. But you will always, my dear friends, be guided by us to help each of you to maintain that balance of spirit, Do you think that it has been coincidental that these meetings should happen? Not at all. There is always a purpose in our work.
We accept your guidance and teaching that there are no accidents.
Yes. So that should give you something to think about. Also, in this coming time, you will find that new ways of finding resources for your world will begin to happen. You remember I have told you on previous occasions that the seas of your world will become important.
Yes.
Yes. I would like you to keep this information to the forefront of your minds. Yes.
Yes, I think we should all be much happier to see that development as regards energy and possibly wind power as well, rather than nuclear reactors, which have serious disadvantages, I feel.
Yes, but do not forget that all power given to this earth plane also has good purpose. This we have discussed before.
We have indeed.
Yes. Only mankind turns all of these things into negatives.
Yes.
Yes. So it is mankind who needs to change.
Indeed. No, my preference for sea power and wind power, it is difficult for me to conceive how mankind could be negative with these sources.
Yes, but it can happen.
Yes.
It comes from greed. It comes from needing to take for themselves all that should be shared.
Yes. Yes, I'm afraid there is still that about.
Yes. There is too much still. Too many materialistic people in your world.
Yes. Yes, I think we are aware.
So, because of this state of affairs, it will be, I feel, a slow progress, but nevertheless, it will be progress.
Yes.
Would there be people on Earth doing research and development on sea waters at this present moment, or is that to come at a later date, so to speak?
It is already beginning. Yes.
Ah.
All influence comes from our world. We try to influence those who are connected with all of these projects. We try to guide and to impress upon them what is necessary.
That's wonderful.
But as I have told you in recent times, my dear friends, always try to focus on positive aspects of life. try to dissipate those negative energies which surround you.
Yeah.
And it helps and makes our work so much easier.
I think from what you say, Sadhguru, that you imply that energy from the sea is rather more important than energy from wind power.
I would not say more important. It is just one aspect.
Hmm.
Yes. Hmm. So be aware that these are things to come.
Yes. Yes, the reason I asked that question was it can be more of a personal inclination, a personal effort in setting up small wind power devices.
Yes, of course, mankind can take responsibility for that kind of energy. But the sea energy is something that has to be focused upon by professional people,
yes,
who know what they are doing and to whom we are trying to bring the knowledge.
Yes, yes,
these you understand.
Would be, yes, these would be large projects.
Yes, it is not something that will happen, as you would say, overnight.
I take it this does not include just tidal movement, but using the actual water as a product of energy.
Yes, there is much energy that has not been tapped into as yet. There is new knowledge to come.
Good.
Now, my dear friends, I will take any questions this time before I leave you to continue with your evening.
I haven't got a question, but just a word of thanks, really. 2 or 3 weeks ago you mentioned about when somebody got doom and gloom, push it to one side and look at the brightness alongside, and from there on, for that couple of weeks, I was forever telling people just to do this. I must get more practice this week. I think I've been a little bit dormant this week, but that was a wonderful, wonderful piece of information for myself and people around me, because we have got a few doomy, gloomy people, and we seem to get them as well, and thank you very much for that.
It is human nature to not always be full of sunshine. But the more you practice,
yes,
being positive, showing love, receiving love, and helping others, the easier it will become. But it takes a little focus sometimes, because we in our world understand that life for you at times can be difficult. Not only your own lives, but those of friends and family that surround you. It is too easy for mankind to allow those worries and concerns to feel as if they carry a heavy burden. But each one of you is spirit, is love, is light. And that is what you should be trying to cultivate each moment of your lives here upon this earth.
Yes. And focusing on the sunshine of our lives, we have such wonderful memories of the Bonneol visits, and we feel so privileged to have had those visits over such a period. I have the feeling about that we really need to upgrade ourselves, improve our spiritual expertise, should I say, although that's not quite the right word, before Bonneol will visit us again. But I feel that we need to develop our group activity more in terms of the aspects of mind projection and group energy, perhaps. I just have that feeling that we have to work on ourselves a bit before we can expect our visitor to come to us again. Have you any thoughts on that yourself?
You wish me to comment. If you would remember the initial reason for that visit was to show you mind connection.
Yes.
That was our topic at the time. And that is why you have been brought such information. Of course, it is necessary for each one of you, not only in groups such as this, but in people who have everyday lives and perhaps who do not even have the knowledge which you have got, that every person seeks further to expand that spiritual being whilst here upon the earth plane. And of course, the purpose of that knowledge, of that change, is to grow and grow and grow.
Yes.
It would be an enhancement of communication with those from other worlds if you could try to perfect those spiritual gifts which you all possess.
Yes. Yes, that's...
After all, you cannot allow spirit to be dormant. You cannot say, we know enough, because you know so little. You understand my meaning?
Yes. This is getting to my feelings about the matter.
Yes.
I was just a little bit puzzled with that. There was a loose end in the attempted materialization, which it showed signs of happening, but it didn't quite come off. And I wondered if our friend had the desire to carry that through. But I just have the feeling that we need to work on ourselves a bit more.
Yes. There is more than one energy needed for what you term materialization. And of course, each person within this room is a conduit for that energy. So therefore, you have to be together, first and foremost, in your desire to use these energies properly. You understand? But firstly, as I have often said to you, you have to look inwards to yourself first. You have the ability, all of you, for all of these happenings, but you must truly believe and want these things.
Well, I need to strengthen my system up, because I've been up the top of the garden in my place and I've been working hard, and I think I could do with a cup of tea. And I can see Daphne in the kitchen down there, washing up. I thought, Daphne, tea, tea, tea. And I look at her. I go like this for the make of tea. And she doesn't even look at me. And I feel a complete failure. And I think, I don't think I can be given a lot of strength to this group if I can't get my wife to get me a cup of tea.
I appreciate your humour, my dear friend, but I will use only one word to you. Practice.
In fact, there was one came through last week. You said it was a message from you. I don't know if that's right or not, but anyway, and that was to practice mind projection last week.
It is no good, my dear friends, to do any exercise, as you call it, occasionally. There has to be continuity. There has to be that regularity of purpose. You cannot expect these things just to happen.
I think that was a little memory joke for us.
Yes.
Yeah.
After all, many, many groups sit together as you do for many, many, many years and find very little happens. It is not because they are less spiritual, but they do not focus on the right aspects of themselves. They allow everyday worries to come with them to their groups. They allow everyday living to become that important part of themselves, when in fact it should be the spirit that is to the fore. The use of the gifts of spirit. The clear seeing, the clear hearing, the materializations, all of these things happen when the spirit is to the fore. You understand?
Yes. Continuous practice.
Yes,
we're a little bit sporadic at the moment, actually I projected a coloured triangle, a red triangle, this week, and Paul picked up a triangle, but I'm afraid my red colour wasn't a very pure red, and he picked up a green triangle. but that about sums up our efforts sometimes. We're partly there in projecting to each other sometimes.
But if you have part success, that is what should spur you on to continue.
Yes.
And I might suggest to you, my dear friends, that you keep it simple instead of a red triangle. Try either the color or the triangle until you are more proficient at this thing.
Yes.
Keep it as simple.
Yes. Well, thank you for that advice.
Now, with those words, I will take my leave at this time and allow the rest of your time to be used by those who wish to come to you. As always, my dear friends, I leave you cloaked in that light of love.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.